Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today.
You're listening to episode 17 of What to Read Next podcast. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. So today we have a library book haul, and before we get to that, I want to share a word about my favorite subscription box for young adult reads, and it's Owlcrate. Owlcrate is a monthly subscription box that features a new release young adult book with an exclusive cover and 3 to 5 bookish goodies. This past month, for March, the book was Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston, and the bookish goodies included a mug, a candle, a scarf. This monthly box costs $29.99 plus shipping and handling. If you're interested in signing up, please check out whattoreadnextblog.com/owlcrate. Now on today's show. As you know, I read a book every other day. Well, here's the thing. I didn't purchase a lot of physical books. I purchase mainly Kindle books that cost less than $5. For the most expensive books, I use the library. I'm a member of the New York Public Library, which is amazing, I have to say. They have a wide selection of new releases, and it's easy to put a book on hold and have it ready in your library. I use the New Amsterdam branch of downtown Manhattan, which is close to home and now to work. So over the past week, I took out 5 books that I'm hoping to read, and I'm just going to share with you those books. Now let's get to this list. The first book is The Lion Game by Ruth Ware. This was Reese Witherspoon's book club pick, which I picked it up because it was a book club pick. And it's a mystery thriller of 4 friends who meet at a boarding school and they start a lying game where they lie to other people. The story unravels from there. It has some secrets, and so it just unravels from those secrets that happened 17 years ago. They're coming back together and they're just ready to just see what's all about. I'm halfway through the book, and if I'm honest with it, it's okay. It's not my favorite mystery. I'm waiting for those twists and turns. Right now it's a 3-star book read, but let's see how it concludes. Maybe, you know, the last 100 pages that I have left, maybe it will just push through the 4-star read. But for right now, it's just a mediocre mystery novel. Now, the next book is The Bachelor Nation by Amy Kaufman. This is a unique book for me as it's nonfiction. It's about the show The Bachelor. This book dives into the show's secrets, the author interviewed contestants, and got behind-the-scenes action. I just watched the season of The Bachelor after 10-year hiatus, so it's definitely a guilty pleasure for me, so I definitely enjoyed reading this book. I finished reading this book and I gave it 3 stars. It was fun. It was definitely interesting to see. She interviewed a lot of people. She got a sense of the people who are in the Bachelor Nation, who are like fans, what they get from Bachelor contestants, what they get out of from being part of the show, and just the producers, how they manipulate it. I really like watching Unreal. So if you're like Bachelor, I like watching Unreal, which is kind of like a spoof of Bachelor. That's a really good show to watch in Lifetime. So I've been enjoying season 3, which is The Bachelorette. So if you're interested in The Bachelor, I strongly encourage you to read Bachelor Nation by Amy Kaufman. And if you're not, you can skip this one. The next book is This Love Story Will Self-Destruct by Leslie Cohen. This is a romance novel being portrayed as When Harry Met Sally. I'm looking forward to reading this romantic comedy. It's definitely something not outside of my comfort zone. It's a chick lit novel, so I'm kind of excited to read it. It's due in 2 weeks, so it's probably going to be, I have a couple of real books to read before I get to this one, but I'm definitely looking forward to reading it. The next book is Scythe by Neil Schusterman. This is a dystopian utopian novel where the world has no hunger, disease, war, and misery. There's not even death. Now, Scythes are the only ones who can end the life in order to keep the Scythes of the population under control. This is a story of 2 apprentice Scythes who don't want to be there. In this story, they must master the art of taking life, knowing the consequences of failure would mean losing their own. I have been in the mood to read a dystopian novel, so I heard great things about this book. I picked it up actually last month and I didn't get to read it, so I'm looking forward to getting to read it this month. That's something that I haven't read. I'm feeling like a young adult novel, so this book seems to be filling to have a gap, so I'm excited. The final book that I picked up was The Queen of Hearts by Kimmerer Martin. This is adult fiction and is described as Grey's Anatomy, a show that I do enjoy watching after taking a 5-year hiatus. As you can see, I've taken hiatus from long-running shows and then just come back to it. That's something that's normal for me. So this book is the story between best friends Sadie and Emma, who both are doctors living in North Charlotte, North Carolina, and something happens when a former colleague comes back and unearths the secrets that one of them has been harboring for years. So it seems interesting. I heard good feedback. It's been featured in various book clubs. It's a new release. It released in February, so it's fairly new. It's probably my next book that I'm going to read, so here's my list of what I'm going to be reading. I'm going to finish up The Lion Game, hopefully today or tomorrow, which I'm recording this on a Sunday, so by Monday I should be finished with The Lion Game. Then I'm going to read Queens of Hearts by Cameron Martin. That's going to be my next read. And then This Love Story Will Self-Destruct will be the next read. And then Scythe. So that's kind of like my list of where I'm at. Some books are due April 10th and some books are due April 13th. So I got a few days to read. So I got like a couple weeks to read, but I think that's going to be good enough. So that's my library haul. So question for you, do you use the library? What are you currently reading? Actually, I want to hear that from you. So if you go into the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, and just share what you're reading next in your comments below, I definitely will love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving me on iTunes. It's the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.